Welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. Do you own a cash-based practice? Are you looking to start one? Tired of working endless hours and still not making enough money? Want to fire your insurance company? Then you're going to love our podcast. Each episode is full of insights and proven strategies to grow your practice to seven figures and more, allowing you to take more time off, make more money, and no longer have to take insurance reimbursements. Plus, get a free copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, where I detail my entire journey to creating my own seven-figure practice. Just go to www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. You just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling, and you'll also get over $1,197 in free bonuses. That's www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Now, on to our show. Hey everyone, Matt Galogli here with SRP Medical Marketing, and thank you so much for joining us on the Practice Profit System podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the miracle of COVID. Now, you might be wondering, why in the world is he talking about the miracle of COVID? Well, I'll explain to you in a moment, but there is a great lesson in COVID when it comes to you owning your own practice, and I'll explain that to you in just a moment. But before I go any further, I do want to remind you that I'm going to be hosting a free two-day event in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's called the Practice Growth Event. At that event, I'm going to show you how to scale your practice to over seven figures a year. Now, this is targeted specifically for doctors that are looking to open a practice, add cash-based services to an existing practice, or grow what they already have. There is zero cost, folks, not a penny. All you have to do is go to practicegrowthevent.com to register and learn more. Now, let's talk about the miracle of COVID. I was at an event this weekend with Boston BioLife out in San Diego and had a number of conversations with a lot of doctors there. And we started this conversation talking about COVID. Now, I know COVID and the mRNA for a lot of doctors and a lot of people in the medical professional is to vax, not to vax, to get booster doses, to and all of this. And all of that, there's a wide variety of people that have numerous different positions on it. I'm not here to talk about the science of it. I want to talk to you about the American experience of COVID. And there's a great lesson for you if you are your own practice owner. America has this long history of taking the lead at solving great big problems in the world. I mean, if you think about it, we've led the fight for much of the vaccinations that exist today and the work that we've done on polio and eradicating things like smallpox and measles. And I know that some of this, it's not always originating in America. Some of it is coming from people that were doing work in other countries, and because of oppression in their countries, they came here. But the reality is America always kind of leads the world when it comes to creating these breakthroughs, and not just breakthroughs in medicine. Certainly, there are other breakthroughs in medicine in other places in the world, but we also have a tendency to lead the world just in general thought breakthrough. Think, for example, creation of the internet or something like a Google or something like an Amazon, something that completely revolutionizes the way we work, think, and operate in America. Well, the reason why this is so important, such an important topic, and why I wanted to share it with you is if you've really sat in thought about what has happened over the last 18 months with COVID. And I want you to think back to March of last year when all the shutdowns were happening. And I want you to think about what were the reactions. I remember getting on the phone with every single one of my clients at the time and doing calls. And the general consensus was that this would be around for 6 to 10 weeks. And, you know, we were under the belief that once we got to summer, that a lot of this would disappear and that, you know, it would just kind of burn through and we'd be okay. Well, the reality has been vastly different. Here we are 18 months later, and gosh, it just seems like we're kind of like Groundhog's Day. We just keep doing it over and over again. Now, I want you to think about what we had to do as a country, as scientists, as medical professionals, in order for us to create the solution. Now, we do know that the mRNA thought science technology was brought here to America about 30 years ago. I don't remember the gentleman's name. I do remember reading the article, and that this has been in the background as a way to treat and fix a lot of issues that confront us. And what we're learning now in my conversations with a number of my doctor clients and doctor friends is that we're just really beginning to scratch the surface of the capability of this mRNA. I have said from day one, I think the science behind this is absolutely fascinating. Now, clearly, I'm not a scientist, but what I read and when I talk to professionals and people that I ultimately respect, I think we really are onto something. I think this is going to change a lot of the things that happen to sick people in the world. So that's the first part. But the second part is all the infrastructure that had to be built behind this in order for this to be created. So let's take a look at this. When we first had COVID, think about the first test. It was that really nasty one that you had to stick all the way up the nose. Remember, it would go up there, your eyes would water, right? And it was probably had like an 85% effectiveness or accuracy. Well, by the time we came around summer, we now have a swab that you do just around the outside of the nose. And we get those results back like in a day. Prior, we used to do, or we did that other thing where you'd hold it in the nose, right? You know, count to 10 or whatever, put it in the tube, and then you'd get your results back like in 3 to 4 days, which I always thought was funny. I'm like, great. So it takes me 3 to 4 days to get these results. What if I infect more people? So, you know, now we get these rapid results in an hour. You know, when I got my COVID test and I, you know, they swabbed, I had the results like in less than an hour, and it was 99.99% accurate. That's an initiative. That's an invention. That's American ingenuity. We created that. We also had to create an entire new distribution system in order for us to distribute the shots, right? Because these shots have to remain at minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit, I believe, in order for in the transportation, okay? Which in talking with one of my friends who works for Pfizer, he said, Matt, we had a phone call with Samsung saying we needed enough refrigeration the size of 3 football fields. And the guy on the other end, as the story goes, the guy on the other end laughed and said, that's not possible. And he said, well, it's got to be because we need it. And sure enough, he goes, well, it's going to take us years and years and years to create this. And guess what we did? We created it in months. And we had to create that distribution system for it to be transported via train or truck or airplane. And we had to come up with this, right? We had to come up with this for humanity. Then we had the distribution of the shots. To date, in America alone, we have distributed over 300 plus million shots. Now, not everybody has gotten their 2 shots, and now we're talking about the boosters. And again, I'm not here to talk about whether that's smart or right or any of that, but if you just look at the ingenuity of what America has done in order to create this. Now, this didn't happen in other countries. I mean, some of it did, and they shared some of the technology, and we shared some of the insights, and I'm sure there were scientists working and people all over the globe working at it. But if you really think about the drive of this and the American ingenuity in order to get this done, it's been nothing less than fascinating and a miracle. So why am I telling you this? Well, as an entrepreneur, there is a saying that necessity breeds invention. And I believe that as an entrepreneur, well, one, being an entrepreneur, being a business owner is a lifestyle. Okay. It's like being a US Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, right? And the longer you in it, the more you get ingrained in that lifestyle. You know, right behind me sits this picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Now, I'm sure he wasn't standing up in the middle of the Nor'easters or breaking up ice floes going across the Delaware, but they needed to do something big and bold in order for them, because a lot of enlistments were ending. This was in December. This was around December 24th. A lot of the enlistments for men were ending at the end of the year, and they had to do something bold. They had lost repeatedly. They had been chased across Long Island and New York and into New Jersey, and they had their winter quarters in Valley Forge. And they were cold. They didn't have any wood. They didn't have any food. The guys had summer clothing, and they had to do something big and bold and miraculous. When all the odds were down, they had to do something big and bold and miraculous. And they did. And it was that little spark, that little thing beating the outpost in Princeton of the Hessians, the most feared army in the world, mercenaries, that gave another spark to the American Revolution, to the American ideal. There's a reason why this sits in my office. It's to remind me as an entrepreneur that no matter how many losses you've had, no matter how many challenges you have faced, we all get an opportunity to cross the Delaware. Frozen ice floes in a blinding nor'easter, cold and wet, to guys' feet bleeding in order to go get one little victory. You as an entrepreneur have to remember this. It is the essence. It is the core of who we are. And we have to have this belief, this understanding that necessity breeds invention. If something hasn't been working for you, it's not time to go do the same thing over and over again. It's time to do something new and bold and different. It's time to cross the Delaware and to go take on the Hessians in the early dawn and see if you can't get a little bit of a victory. It's the same thing that we had to do as a country and as a world, quite frankly, to take on COVID. I don't know how much longer this COVID thing is going to last. I don't know if Delta is going to become Gamma or whatever, but I really don't worry about it because I know we'll just face it. We'll confront it and we'll beat it. It's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of a new day. And what I want to leave you with today in today's podcast and video podcast is that, you know, some of you are listening to this because you're having challenges or you're stuck or you're not sure that you can do it. But I want you to remember this. Most of my clients are in America. If you're American or if you're in Canada, remember, it's somehow in your DNA. Something is in there that just makes you a little bit different. And it's not because you're a doctor, but you're a doctor and an entrepreneur, or you're a nurse practitioner and an entrepreneur, or you are a business person who is fascinated by medical and wants to be in the medical space. It's just that little bit of difference that, well, quite frankly, makes this possible, this crossing of the Delaware. So I want you to remember that today. As you get ready to go out, face your demons or whatever you're dealing with today. Remember, any opportunity, any roadblock that you have, any obstacle that you're facing, it's an opportunity. It's the opportunity to learn something new, to grow beyond what you've already been. This creates invention. The obstacle is the way, as a great book once said. So I'm going to leave you with that. And if I can help you in any way, join me at the Practice Growth Event. That's practicegrowthevent.com. That event is coming up November 6th and 7th. If you were listening to this after those dates and you're just new to the podcast, get in touch with us. Maybe we're going to be having another one of those events very, very soon. I hope you enjoyed today. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, cross the Delaware. Be bold. Do something different. Take it on head on. And I promise you, the journey is a blast. I'll talk to you all later. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, take a moment and share it with your fellow medical professionals or post a positive comment and rate it on wherever you just listened. Now, don't forget, you can get a copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, for free. Just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling. Plus, you'll get over $1,197 in free bonus material. Simply go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. That's srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.